But now it's time for action. Enthusiasm is at a peak. Paul Brown said he never heard such hometown rooting anywhere. Deadly Jim Brown takes Chandler's kickoff 41 yards to the 45. The record breaker is on the move. The Giant defense takes charge. Cat Cabbage jars Brown into a fumble and Greer recovers on the Giant 38. Don Heinrich, in at quarterback, drops back to pass. Down the middle, intended for Gifford, but Wren intercepts on Cleveland's 42. Defense dominates the game. Plum lofts a long one. Lyndon Crowe steals it, and the Giants have possession on the 19. Behind triplets blocking, Heinrich whips a pass to Webster. Alex beats Lahr for 31 yards to the Browns' 45. Heinrich is back looking for Rote. Michaels bats the ball. Costello intercepts and returns 21 yards to the Brown 43. Cleveland decides to stay on the ground. Brown in trouble. Passes to McCormick, who's ineligible. It's a penalty. Watch the left side of the Giant line. Number 75, Jim Cat Cabbage, rides around McCormick to spill Plum for a 7-yard loss. Dick DeShane punts. Don Maynard receives. The Giant scatback carries for 5 yards. Then he's smothered on the 16. Barry and Mishak block for triplet, but yards come hard. Connerly slips, but the old pro recovers for an 11-yard shot to Rote on the Brown 44. The Giants are moving. Webster gains 11. Now watch. On the Browns 18, Connerly hands to Webster, who hands to Gifford on the reverse. Berry supplies the block. Frank laterals to Connerly. It's touchdown, Giants! At the quarter, New York leads 7-0. Connerly drops back to pass. Complete to Schnauker for 35 yards on the Browns 25. Will Gifford run or pass? No one ever knows. He runs for 5 yards. Here's a tough break. Frank Yusso blasts a hole, but Webster slips. Pat Summerall kicks from the 26. It's good. Giants lead 10-0. Jimmy Brown takes a turn rushing, and Modulewski takes a turn stopping him. Minus 2 yards. Jim Nanowski at quarterback. This boy can really wing them. Lyndon Crowe makes a sensational interception, and the Giants lead at halftime 10-0. Third period, and an unbelievable defense has held Brown to minus yardage. Moe checks him here, and Tunnell nabs him. In the line, Big Moe spins Hickerson and piles in on Nanowski for a 13-yard loss. The Browns, going backward fast, punt from their 10. Tunnell fumbles and Schaffner recovers on the Browns' 35. Lou Carpenter takes the handoff, but Greer and Robustelli aren't fooled. Plum back to pass. Cat Cabbage dumps him, and it's minus 9. Pushed back again, DeShane punts. And Maynard is there to receive. Again the fumble. Hickerson recovers on the Giant 34. Giant defense gets no rest. For the first time in the game, Brown gets on the plus side with a 20-yarder to the Giant 4. Plum gives to Brown again. But this time, Greer stops him for no gain. The Giant defense sizzles. Livingston chases Plum. Cat Cabbage, Huff, and Robustelli flatten him. A loss of 12 as the third quarter ends. On the next play in the fourth period, Cleveland's chances fade. Huff intercepts Plum on a spectacular catch, and a 10-0 defensive epic puts the Giants in the title game with the Colts. Fans go wild celebrating football's little miracle stretch drive to the Eastern title.